Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says on Amud Aleph that when the Malochim came to Avraham Avinu, they said to him, Aye Soro Ishtecha. They asked him, where is Soro? So the Gemara says that really Yoidim Hoyu Malach HaSoro is where Soro Imenu was. The Malach HaSoro is really knew where she was. They didn't have to ask. So why did they ask? Elo Lechaba V'Albala, to make her more beloved to Avraham, to show Avraham that she was a Tzenua, that she was Bo'ohel. So really the Gemara is assuming that the Malachim knew where Soro was and did not have to ask. The Shalom HaKodesh brings down that there is a Zohar that asks this question and gives a different answer. The Zohar asks, why did they say, Aye Soro Ishtecha? Didn't they know where Soro was? So the Zohar says, Elo, the answer is, that the Malachim do not know. Lo Yadi Bahai Almo, Elo Ma De Ismas Alohon Leminda. Malachim only know what's given to them to know, what's given to them in a Shemayim, a message that they know. Ma De Lo Ismas Alohon Leminda, Lo Yadi, whatever is not given to them in a Shemayim to know, the Malachim do not know. There's no Yesoid, the Malachim are going to know all kinds of hidden things. And Amelie Taka did not know, according to the Zohar, where Soro Imenu was, and they had to ask. Not like the Gemara that names on that they did know. The Zohar brings a couple of other rayas to the Yesoid that the Malachim don't know what's not given to them to know. For example, Zok the Zohar, we find by Makas Bechoiris that the Ebrister says that I myself am going to go through Mitzrayim and be Makas the Bechoiris of the Mitzrayim. V'avayati be'eretz Mitzrayim b'alaylo hazeh. Why is that? Because the Ebrister alone knows which is the tipa shel Bechoirim, which is the tipa she'ena shel Bechoir, which ones are the Bechoirim. In fact, the Zohar, why can't the Malachim know? It must be begin the loyadi bein tip of the buchra, to what that which is in love buchra. The Malachim do not know which are a tip of buchra and which are not. These, because it wasn't given to them to know, they don't know. And likewise, a final raya to this, the Zohar brings the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel, where it says that when the Eibushter was planning on the destruction, Rachman al-Tan of Yushalayim, so the Eibushter sends a shliach, the ish levush habadim, there's a nevuah like this in Yechezkel, he sends him to make a mark, the hisvisa tov, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it was an actual letter tov, on the mitzchois ha'anoshim, on the forehead of the people. The Gemara has a sugya about this in Shabbos, that the Malachim wrote one kind of tov on the forehead of tzadikim, a different kind of tov of dam on the foreheads of the Rishoyim, and in Meila, it would this way, when the Malachim Ashchisim come to be destroyed the city, they'll know which is which, which people in the city to destroy. So again, the Zohar says, why did the Malachim HaMashchisim have to have this mark? Why can't they just know which ones are tzaddikim, which ones are Rishoyim? It must be begin the inan lo yadi el admad de ismas alohin leminda, because Malachim only know what's given to them to know, and what's not given to them to know, they don't know. And there's no yesoid, zok the Zohar, that Malachim are going to know different types of hidden things. And the same by Sora, since it wasn't given them the shlichus to know, therefore, in fact, according to the Zohar, they did not know that Sora was Bo'ohel. Now, the Shalom says, so in Vos licked the machloikis between the Gemara, the Bavli over here, which names on the Malachim did know where Sora was, and the Zohar, which names that the Malachim did not know. So he says a Loshan, it's a strong Loshan, and he says, Chas v'sholoim, to say that the Gemara is choylek on the soid of the svor of the Zohar, and names on the Malachim, they know, that's just ungenomen, accepted, understood thing, the Malachim know all kinds of concealed and hidden things, that's not correct, we're not going to name that on, that's the soid, a machloik between the Gemara and the Zohar. Rather, the Gemara agrees with the Zohar, the Malachim only know what's given to them to know, and Zokter, it happens to be that the Shitas HaBavli El Gemara holds that since one of the purposes of the Malachim being sent altogether was to tell Sora that she would have a child, so therefore the Svar is Noisenes, the Gemara held, that they would know where Sora was, that were part of the Shlichas to tell them where, so we're able to find Sora. But the Yesoidoi, the Bavli agrees with the Zohar, that like this I would name on the Malachim do not know hidden things, unless with a special Mesira from an Hashemayim to give them a special Shlichas and to tell them this particular thing. The Shalom brings down that Toisus and Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Beis is Soiser all of this. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis says that Rabbi Yochanan said that anybody who shoyel tzrocha b'loshen arami, if you daven in aramis and aramaic, ain malach ha'ashoris nizkokon lo, you're not going to get the malach ha'ashoris helping you out, bringing your tzillus up to Shabbayim, because ain malach ha'ashoris makirim b'loshen arami, because the malach ha'ashoris don't know arami. The Toisus brings down over there that we find one exception. The only malach that knows arami is Gavriel, because we find in the Gemara in Saita that Gavriel taught Yosef all of the Shiv and the Shoines before he went before Paroi. So apparently Gavriel does know all the languages, including Aramis, but like this, otherwise the Malachim don't know Aramis. Frek Toisves Akasha, and Toisves blibes with this Kasha, Vitaimo, as Toisves Vitaimo, the Afilu Machshova, Shevalev, Kol Odom Yoidim, Veloshin Arami Einom Yoidim, and Toisves believes with this Kasha. How could it be that Machshova, that Malachim know Afilu Machshovois that are in the heart of the human being? Even they could read minds, they could read hearts, they know what the machshov in the heart of the human, that takes the name of the that Malachim know this, but and Malach, Loshan Arami, they should not know. Loshan Arami is speech, they know even machshov is in the heart of the human, they should call Shkeshin Arami, and Toysis blives with a kasha on this. And this, the Shalom says, that Toysis Nemdon was understood misvor the Toysis, that Malachim, which are Briya Ruchnis, that they're going to know a filo, the Shliach Men HaShemayim, the Koyach Shemayimi, that they're going to know a filo. He says, but MS is Zokta that that's not the Das and the Kabbalah, that's not the Das HaZoyah, and the Zoyah is connected to Toysis. And we go Zokta Be'ikah like the Zoyah, we would name on that it's not like that. Malachim do not know Machshovah to Belev HaOdom, and Fakirit even things that are more than just Belev HaOdom, even things that are Metzius in the world, they don't know. The Zoyah brings different Maramakoimis on this, unless it's especially a Chalik of the Shlichus that the Malach was given. Otherwise, we would not name on that a Malach is aware of hidden things, and Kolshkin, we would not one that he knows machshavos. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilgan Hashas over there in Tabay Toisus in the Shabbos Daf Yud Beis brings down from the Sefer Maskil David, that's Rabbi David Pardo when the Gedolei Hasfaradim on Chumash, that the Maskil David brings down a chiluk to be the spalt that. A certain type of machshava, according to him, the Malachim do know, a certain type the Malachim don't know. The Maskil of David goes on Rashi in the beginning of Vayera, where it says that Avraham Avinu sees, he lifts up his eyes and he sees Vayava hine shloish anoshim nitzavim olav, Vayava yorotz lekrosam, so it says Avraham sees that these shloish anoshim, which were really Malachi Ashoris, that they were standing there. So Rashi says over there in Chumash, afal pi sheyoidim hoyu, sheyeitze lekrosam, even though the Malachim knew that Avraham was going to go before them, still they stood in place to show they did not want him a triach Avram and to give him kavod, to show they're not interested in bothering him. So Rashi knows on Bepshitas that the Malachim knew what Avram was going to do. Even though he didn't do it yet, they knew he was going to be rotz lekrosam. How did he know it? So how did they know what Avram was going to do? So the Maskil David first says that they knew it simply from figuring it out. They nemdon that Avram Avinu was sitting mamish at the Pesach oil trying to find Orech, like Chazal say, that was the whole purpose. He's looking and looking for Erechim. So they knew that once he's going to find Erechim, that he'll see them, he'll zicharon before them. It was a simple svara that the Malachim had, and not based upon the fact necessarily that Malachim know any concealed things, that they know what's in the machshov of Avraham Bechlal. That's what the Maskil of David says. But then he brings down that he saw in the Sefer from the Maharam Chagiz, in the Sefer Mishnah Chachomim, that the Maharam Chagiz said that there's certain types of machshovas that Malachim know, and those are the machshovas that are clearly formulated in the person's heart, that it's mamish ki'ilu, he already spoke them out. They have machshavas that are in the recesses of the kloyos. Chazal say the kloyos yoyatsois, that the kidneys are the source of eitzah. So when it's still in the kloyos, it's unformulated. It's not formed into words or clarity of thinking. And at that point, the malachim don't know what's in the recesses of the kloyos. Masha'in kain, once it's in the person's heart and clearly formulated the machshava, so according to Ram Chagiz, the malachim would know the machshavas. And Ram Chagiz gets around, gives a steroid in this, Zokti Maskil David. On the one hand, we hear the Maharam Chagiz could learn that from Avinu Mamish, the Malachim saw, they knew what he was going to do because they knew it was in his heart, they could read his heart, and they knew he was going to do it. They knew what was in the Machsheves HaLev. From this, Vegan, we do find verkehrt, sagt er, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Boichen libois ukloyois elokim tzadik, that the Eibishter alone, apparently only the Eibishter, is Boichen libois ukloyois, searches through the hearts and the kidneys. So sagt er, the Maram Chagiz is going to learn that that's talking about a tiefer machshava, that's Boimek Halev in the kloyois, and therefore it's not yet formulated into clarity of words, and those types of machshavas Malachim do not know, and that's what the Pasuk is saying, that's a special thing that the Eibishter knows, Hashem is Boichen libois ukloyois. That's how the Maram Chagiz learns. Grada Maskalos, David is masik on this, and he says the pastor says the Pasuk in Tillim is mashma, that the Eibishter, only the Eibishter knows libois and kloyois, Boichen libois and kloyois. Apparently, even if it's already in the lev, not just in the kloyois, but in the lev, it is a clarity of thinking, and it's clearly in the person's heart to do a particular thing, even then, Malachim did not know, it's mashma, it's a special shevuch of the Eibishter. Boichen libois and kloyois and lekim tzadik. So Grada, you see, the Maskalos, David's maskona is the same as the Zohar, brought by the Shalom, that the Nemingon of Malachim do not know what's in a person's machshava, and to grad, like we said, the Shalom Nemzon, that even over here, which says in the Gemara that the Malachi Ashor is Zichon knew Esora once, it's not because they know hidden things and concealed things, but simply because we're naming on the here. In this case, this was Zichon part of a Shlichus that was gegeben to the Malachim. The Gemara brings down that according to one man, the Omar, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, the reason that the Malachim asked, Aye Soro Eshtecha, was Kedei L'Shager Lo Koif Shal Brocha, which means to send her the Koif Shal Brocha, that she should drink from the Koif Shal Brocha. Koif Shal Brocha, the Mephoshim speak out, that's the Koif Berachas HaMozoin, which there's an inn to drink from, and they wanted to send Soro from the Koif Shal Brocha. The Mashor in Mesech de Brochas contrasts this Gemara with a story that's brought down in the Gemara Mesech de Brochas and Daf Nun Aleph, which says that Ula went to Rav Nachman and he had a meal over there, and Ula did not want to send the Koif Shal Brocha to Yalta, which is Rav Nachman's wife. Why? The Gemara says, because Ula tainid that Ein Pri Bitna Shal Isha Mezborach Elame Pri Bitna Shal Ish, which is a little bit of a confusing expression, but the Indian of this is that the Brocha of an Isha to have children comes only through the Ish, the Koyach of the Mensch, her husband, to have children, and from his Koyach, she's Mezborach. We don't give her a Brocha directly to have children, and therefore we don't send her a Brocha of the Koif Shal Brocha in a direct sense, because her Brocha comes through her husband. And that was Ula's taina. The Gemara says Yalta heard about this and she smashed the barrels. But what's the story there? Al Kapon, the Mashah says over there that there's a machloikas between the two sugyas. In other words, our Gemara names on that the Malachim wanted to send Sora a Kodesh Shabrocha. Apparently, they named on that you do send a Kodesh Shabrocha to the Isha and not that her Brocha has to come Dafka through the Baal, the husband. Mashain Kane, the Gemara in Brocha, is saying that Ula, he was named on not like that. Ula didn't want to send the Kodesh Shabrocha to Yalta, of Nachman's wife, because he named on that you don't send the bracha, the koyach of bracha to the isha. Her bracha comes from the pre-bitni shal ish, from the koyach of the ish to have children. It comes from the husband, and you're not going to send directly to her. So the mashal says the machloek is a sugiz. Mashal writes that it's mavur, it's meduyik in the sugi in brachas alayin, that there's 2 days in this, whether it is in to send the koyach of bracha to the isha directly or not. And our Gemara holds, not like Ula in brachas, our Gemara holds that you do send the koyach of bracha to Sora. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis Oitzer writes that you don't have to say this. He says you don't have to say that our Gemara, which is making a historical statement, that Rabbi Yosef Hanina is saying this is what happened, that the Malachim sent the Koyach Shabrocha to Sarah. You don't have to say that Ula is Choylek on this story and hold that it didn't happen. Rather, Rabbi Yosef Engel says you couldn't have on that Sarah is different. Now, there's this Heisa Zoy Zokter. This inion of Koyach Shabrocha is apparently a Ruchniyastika Koyach, a Ruchniyastika Brocha, and that's why Ula was naming on the Brochas. Ula held that you don't send the Koyach Ruchni directly to the Isha, because her Brocha comes from the husband. The Isha is the mocker of Ruchniyas, and the bias, the Ikra mocker of Ruchnias comes from the Ish, and from him it goes to the Isha, to his wife. However, Zokti Rabbi Yosef Engel, while that's Geventoch, that's usually true, it would not true in the case of Sora, because Sora had it with such a high Ruchniastika Madrega that she had an independent Koyach Ruchni, and was not, it's not Shaykh to say that she's Tofel to Avroham, and that therefore all of her Koyach Ruchni should come from her, that's not Shaykh. You find, for example, Zokti, by Sora, that Rashi brings then in Parshas Vayera that Hashem tells Avroham Koylasher, Tishma, Toimer Elecha Sora, Shema B'Koyla, whatever Sora says he should listen. So Rashi brings down of it near that Avraham was Tofel Sora B'Nevius. In other words, actually in the Koyach HaNavuah, Sora was greater than Avraham. She had a greater Koyach HaNavuah even than Avraham had. So if she, Mamish Avraham was Tofel to her Nevuah, you really can't say that she shouldn't have an independent Koyach HaRuchni and she comes only from Avraham. That's not Shaykh to say, Zokter, about someone on the Madrega of Sora. He brings an interesting Yerushalmi in Soita, in the 7th Perek, that the Yerushalmi says in Masechet Soita that, or we don't find anywhere, Shadibra Mokim Imho Isha, that the Eibishter talked with an Isha Elo imsora bilvad. The Meir Dikir Yerushalmi, that the only place where you find in the beginning of Vayera Hashem talks to Sarah, and that's the only place where you find that Hashem talked with an isha. That the Yerushalmi, that's not true. You do find, and the Yerushalmi brings by Chava that the Ebers talks to Chava. So the Yerushalmi says in the Sant, the interesting thing there that Omer Reb Yosi said, Reb Yankev said that's al yedei Turgamon. In other words, that he didn't talk directly to Chava. That Gevaintach, apparently when the Ebers talks to Nevios, there's different Nevios. Apparently that's al yedei Turgamon, which most Mephorshim learned there that it means a malach, that they must have talked through a malach to the Neviyah. Masha'enkin's Torah is apparently the one place, according to the Yerushalmi, where you find that the Ebrister spoke directly to Sora without any emtsoi, without any turgamon. So Meila, the Beis Ha'oitzer of Yosef Engel, wants to taina that over here we would send the Koitzer Brocha directly to Sora, because it's not Shaykh B'shum Moifin to say about Sora that she has such a gewaldige koichos and koichos of her own in Nevuah, and the Ebrister talking to her, he talks to her directly, so it wouldn't be Shaykh to say that she's in Gansen Tofel to Avram. Forget the lashon of Rashi is that Avram was tafel to her in the vias and it gives a koyach. So therefore, in her case, the koyach of Baruch Hu got to her, even if gevaint luch, the usual rule would be not like that. Like Ula says that she's mizborach durch the koyach of the ish. One last nekuda on the Agadat Sugya here, an interesting word from the Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin asks a big kasha on the Gemara. We just said that Rabbi Yosef Hanina says that the Malachim asked Aye Sora Ishtecha in order to Meshager Lo the Koyso Brocha. So the Maril Diskin asks Koyso Brocha, that means Koyso Brocha the Muslim. That's what Koyso Brocha is. When you bench Allah Kois, and then there's an in to drink from the Kois. But Lachaira, how could there have been a Kois Shabrocha the Muslim, in fact, the Maril Diskin, if Lamaisa originally Avram wanted to send, so wanted to make Ugois, he asked Sora Loshloishim to make sloishim kemach soilas, to make ugois, and originally they were going to take eat bread, and they would have had a berachat hamazon. But Lamaisa, the Gemara said earlier that the Sora was pirsa nida, and the Isa became tomei, and therefore she didn't end up sending them the ugois. They didn't have any bread over there. So Fractum Real Diskin said, if Zabazoi there was no to bench, how could there be a kosher bracha if there wasn't even any lechem altogether, because he ended up not serving any lechem, any ugois? It's a very strong question on the Gemara. Real Diskin says, very interesting to tell, there's really the Gemara in Bracha in the beginning of Ketim of Orchim, it's really Mavur Lahedia that Be'etzin there would have been a din to make a Berachas of Mahamazan on wine. It's Fereshi Gemara. On the Lamed Hamid base, the Gemara over there says that Yayin is soyed, and that the wine has a koyach to sustain a person, to make him feel sustained and satiated. And therefore, Be'emes, the Gemara says, Lachori should make a Berachas of Mahamazan, Mamash Berachas of Mahamazan on Yayin, because it has a koyach to make a person satiated and sustained. So the Gemara says that we don't do that, we don't bench on wine, because Loikavi Inchi Sudose Ale. Even though wine does have a koyach to satiate a person, it's not a derech to be kaveh suda on yayin. It doesn't have the chashivas of pas, which is a formal dinner, a suda a person makes on pas. Yayin, a person not kaveh suda on yayin. And therefore, consequently, you don't bench, you don't make a berachas hamazon on yayin. For et gemara, what happens if a person was kaveh suda la yayin? What would be the din then? Would you talk a bench then? So the gemara answers that, if Eliyo hanovi will show up and say that kviyas was an emes kviyas, it was a real, real formal kviyas, then taka you would bench. Bahashta, Leo and Ovi's not around, so butler died to Eitzel Kolodim. We name on that even if you did have some sort of apparent kviyas, it's butler died to Eitzel Kolodim. So the Gemara is Mavur over there that Betzim be a soy that it really would be Shayach to have such a thing, to have a kviyas on Yayin. Now, the standard happens to be that you never have it, and Nufel, Leo and Ovi will show up. He could tell you that there's a particular such a thing in particular cases, but Lith Kiveintluch, without Leo and Ovi, we're naming on that no such thing. So Meila, he says a curious thing, the Meril Diskin, that over there, Avram was a Novi. It's an interesting way that he puts it. Avram Amaisa was a Novi. I guess he could add that Sora was a Novi, we just said. So Meila, he says that therefore they had the Echoilus to shots up, that there was taka no pass, but that they had a made a Mamesha Gansa Kviyasud on the Yayin itself, and he names on that the Berachat Mazon was on the Yayin. It's very interesting. He adds over there, it's either for him or for the Magia, that's only because they were Mamesh Kveh on the Yayin. He said, but Amaisa, when they bench on that, they benched on the kviyas, on the wine that Avram had served. He says on that they had a kosher bracha. So they had, in other words, that there was a kosher bracha on the berachas hamazon which they were making on yayin. He said, but he adds, avada that kosher bracha itself wasn't a kviyas. It was just one cup which they were just drinking because they had benched all the yayin. That wasn't like, otherwise. He says the same with the seif. You know, every single time you have a kosher bracha, so now you drink the wine after the kosher bracha. You drink that wine after bench again of the wine. You know, it's every single time you would bench with a kosher, you were just benching endlessly and more kosher and then benching again. That's avada not talk there because they only mean that the ikur suda they had, which was with a lot of wine, and was plenty of wine. There was a whole
more kviyas on the yayin. So there, they would kveya on the yayin, and they had brecha nemozin on the yayin, but they benched, they just had one kodesh bracha, and that kodesh bracha itself was not itself a kviyas, that itself was not mechayev the brecha nemozin. And that's the pshat in the Gemara from the Meril Diskin. In the next sugya, from the Mishnah and on, the Gemara gets in quite an extensive, lengthy discussion of a din of the Torah, which the Gemara brings from a couple of psukim, that when a poyel goes and he works in the friend's field with produce, the halacha is that you cannot stop the poyel from allowing him to take some produce and consume it and eat it as he walks along and works in the field. The Gemara brings actually two different psukim, one pasuk kisovoi bekerem reyacha and one pasuk kisovoi bekomas reyacha, two psukim in the Torah that speak a person is working in a friend's vineyard, a person is working in a friend's field of standing grain, bekomas reyacha. So, and both psukim speak out that you cannot stop the worker from taking some of the produce and eating it as he goes, and the Gemara brings all kinds of dinim and drosho, is why he needed the psukim, and many details that Mitzvah Hashem will be seeing in the upcoming days. One of the dina the Gemara brings there, and here in the sugya, the Gemara makes two drashas on the word reyacho. So it says reyacho, your friend. And first, the Gemara brings down on that a drasha reyacho veloy shel kusi, which is another way of saying veloy shel goy, which Rashi explains to mean the way Rashi learns the Gemara. What it means is that the din, the particular halacha, that you, a yid is allowed to eat, a yiddish worker could allow to eat when he works in the field, but he's not allowed to put into the keli, he can't take a large amount and put into the keli, he can only eat it hand to mouth as he goes along, can't put into his keli. That limitation on the heter of the poil is only a limitation when you're in your friend's or your thrall's field. Mashen, can we in the friend, the guy's field? So then, the halacha is you're not limited, and you could even put it into the keli. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Gemara says that that's a drasha reyacha, v'loy shal goy, v'loy shal kusi. But the Gemara says that that doesn't work out if you hold that gezel akum mutter, which we don't paskin like, but if you hold gezel akum mutter, according to that man to Omer, so it's anyhow mutter to take from the kusi, from the goy, whatever you want to take, because gezel akum is mutter. So you wouldn't need any special posik to say that you could put in the keli. So in that, the Gemara says a different drosha, reyacha v'loy shal hektish, which actually goes the other way and is saying that if a person is working in a field of hektish, then the halacha is that you're not allowed to consume any of the produce of hektish that you're working in because of a mio takra, reyacha. Got to the Rambam Paskins both of these dinim, we'll see him at the a little bit about it. The Rambam Paskins both halachos, reyacha v'loy shal goy, that you're allowed to take from the goy's field, even extras into the keli, and also reyacha v'loy shal hektish, which actually is fakarit, that you're not allowed to take from hektish at all if you're working in hektish's field. Now, Tosfos speaks out that there was evidently a havamin, if not for the special gilui hakra, that it would be mutter for a worker to take and to eat even from produce of a field that belongs to hektish. And Maishla, Tosfos points out to Bissel Shver, L'chaira, it's hektish, and nobody's allowed to benefit from hektish. You're certainly not allowed to consume things that belong to hektish. So what exactly was the Havamina that it would be permitted for a poyel to consume from food that belongs to hektish? What would be the heter on that? The Tosfos answers that Sakadaitach Tashori, Fakert, we actually had a Havamina with mutter, just like the Issa Gezel, the Torah of Matar Issa Gezel. Like this, you're not allowed to eat from your friend's stuff either, unless he gives it to you or especially allows you. So how is a Yid allowed to eat from another Yid's field when he's working and he's eating from the other Yid's field? The person never spoke anything out that he has permission. What's your heter? It must be the Torah of Matar. So it was Matar Issa of Gezel, apparently. So if that's the case, so just like it's Matar Gezel, the Havamina would have been that the Torah also Matar the Issa Me'ilah, if you're working in a field belonging to Hektish, and that's why we had a Havamina, they allowed to even be Matam Me'ilah and Ifam Heshal Hektish, but Me'ilah we needed a special posik, a Chiddush Hakra, Re'echa V'loi Shal Hektish, to tell you that they did not permit the worker to eat from a field of Hektish. That's the Tosfos. On this, Tosfos asks the kasha, which he leaves there without any teretz. Tosfos says that l'chayra, it ought to be unnecessary to have this drasha of reyacha v'loy shel hektish, because we find in Me'ilah daf yud gimel, in a parallel sugya to ours, and Me'ilah daf yud gimel, it also mentions that a poyel, a worker in a field, is not allowed to eat produce of hektish, and it also says v'chein poro loy toichal kashini hektish. So there's a parallel halacha, a different halacha about an animal, that the animal is threshing, and the din is that you're not allowed to deprive the animal from consuming some of the food while it's threshing. So on that, the Gemara says that if the animal is threshing kashinim, animal food of hektish, so then since it's hektish, we do muzzle the animal, and we don't allow it to eat that food, because the Gemara brings a drasha, b'dishoy, it's only its threshing, dishoy shelcho, v'loy shel hektish. So in other words, we're mayet, dishoy of hektish, from the kra, and Tosfos says that if there's a miyot hakra by animals, that we're mayet, dayosh of hektish, the produce of hektish which is being threshed, then it ought to be a given that we ought to be able to extrapolate to make the afusa and learn, just like by animals, the halacha is that we don't give it to eat official hektish, so too by humans, the human poelim, the dinim are parallel, and Tosis brings a raya that we find elsewhere that the Gemara makes these two stoves and learns dinim one to the other. So why don't you do it over here as well? Learn from the din of Dishoy Veloishal Hektish by the animal that who had din by a human worker, he can't eat Bishal Hektish. What in a special drasha, an extra drasha to tell you by the person, by the worker, Reyach Veloishal Hektish. The Tosis blies by Akasha on this. On this, Reb Chaim Brisker, both in the Reb Chaim and in the Sugyas Hashas, as well as in Reb Chaim al Rambam and Hilchos Me'ilah, in both places, Reb Chaim has a bit of an arichus where he stels a veke yesoid, and he fe'enfers the Tosis kasha with his yesoid. Reb Chaim starts out with a kasha on the first line of Tosis. We mentioned that Tosis says in the first line that the Hava Amina, without a special pasuk, that the poel will be able to eat Bishal Hegdish, which L'chayr is shver, how could a poel eat Bishal Hegdish? It's Me'ilah. So the answer is, just like we were Matar Gezel, but you eat from your fellow man, from the landowner's produce, we're Matar Gezel. So likewise, who Adin, we also be Matar Me'ilah. Fet of Chaim, if there really would be such a Yesoid, that we're Matar Gezel, who Adin, we're Matar other Yisurim, then why later on in the Perek and the Gemara and the Tzadik Beis, does the Gemara Nemon of Shitas, it assumes as a given that a Nazir who's working with grapes, with wine, is not allowed to consume any of the grapes, any of the grape products, and that's because he's a Nazir. Why don't you say, the Yesoid, the Tosfos says over here, we're Matir Gesel, and who are the other Yisurim? So we should say that the Matir is a Nazir as well. Why is it a given that other Yisurim, Torah like Nazir, were not Matir? And Reb Chaim says, Avada Avada, you have to learn Pshat over here, that Fashteitzach, just like because the Torah, just because we find the Torah is Matir, the Issa Gesel, doesn't mean we're just going to assume as a free-for-all that the Torah is going to be Matir, who are then all Yisurei Torah, and therefore if the person was a Nazir, we would have a tzad, I have a minute to say he's Matir, or say a svara that he's Matir Yayin or Matir Grapes. Avada v'avada, there is no such a thing, said Reb Chaim. Rather, the Hezbar HaDvorim is that when the Torah is Matir you to consume the produce, that's automatically B'meila, not Gezel. No, that's not Pshat that we took something which is B'cheftza of Gezel, that it is Gezel and has a Shem Gezel and Afal Pekin with Matir. So like, the Is the Gezel was Hutra. That's not what's going on over here at all, said Reb Chaim. The correct Hezbar is that once the Torah was Matir you, when the Torah gave a mumnistic ahetiv for you to consume the produce of the balabos of the field owner. So a mela is pocket the whole Shem Gezel. There is no Shem Gezel in a thing like that once the Torah gave you a hetiv mumn. So for state chaim, the Hezbir is not that it is Gezel with a matir it, but rather that the Torah is not making it that it's not Gezel once the Torah said that you have the schus to eat. If that's the case, Zokter, for state chaim, you're not going to say that who are then the Torah is a matir is a nozir on the tzaddik base. Of course not. If it is a nozir, the person's a nozir and he has an etzim isa to consume the grape products, and Vada, there's no heter for him, even if he's a poil. The only thing is, if that's the case, you have to answer why Me'ilah is any different. Why does Tosfos say, in fact, that we naming on, in Asasvara Chitzoyna, that just like the Torah is matter the Issa Gezel, so who are then, we matter the Issa Me'ilah, if the produce is Shalhektish? Why isn't Me'ilah doing it to Nazir? Why don't you say Me'ilah also? It's a din Isser, and the Me'ilah it's not going to become permitted just because the Torah allows a mumistic heter to eat. So there, here, Reb Chaim Shtelzavek, his big Yisoy, which he brings Rayas and Smuchim to, Reb Chaim explains over there that the din Me'ilah is be a soidai, a mumnistic din that you're stealing from Hekdish. In other words, it's not be a soidai, an iser din, I can't get benefit of chveis from basa b'cholov or something, so who are then I can't get benefit from Hekdish? It's not like that. Rather, the soid is in the taking from Hekdish. Reb Chaim brings Yavissa different Rayas to this thing. He says you find, for example, that one way to do Me'ilah, the Gemara says in Masechta Me'ilah, is a means of a shinoi. You might see it from the Rishos of Hekdish, or you make a shinoi, you make a significant change in the object, and these are ifanim, like it's mavur mesechta me'ilah, by which a person's oivra me'ilah. So the b'chaim, these are mumnistic halachos. If a person is moitzi from a rishus of somebody, you're considered to be a gazlan, or you took it out of his rishus. That person makes a shinui, it's considered to be an oifan of a kenyan. So these are ways of kenyan, and those are the ways that the Gemara says that you could be a moil as well. Me'ilah is taking a mumnistic taking, so to speak, from the rishus of hekdish. And so what then, so the b'chaim, we find, for example, that the Me'ilah, the shear to be over on Me'ilah, is a shear pruta. It's the shear is not bekazayas or whatever shear in Kamus, the shear is a pruta value. So the b'chaim, pruta is the smallest shear of mumnis. That's because Me'ilah, b'shorashoy, fundamentally, is a mumnistic halacha, it's a gezel gavoy, you stole from Hekdish, and therefore it goes with the guidelines and the rules of Hilchas Gezel, and that's why the shear is bepruta. This is why, is at the b'chaim, that specifically by Me'ilah, where Tosfos is explaining that we would have made that sushtel. If we find that the Torah is matir gezel, if the balabos is a hedyoid, who had been the svara would have been to them on that the Torah would have been matir me'ilah if the balabos of the field is hektish. Not because of matir isun, the Reb Chaim. Rather, the hesver is that the Torah gives you a schus momdus to consume from the field, and a male it's not gezel, the balabos is a hedyoid. And the same way the svara would have been to say that the Torah gave you a schus momdus to consume the produce of hektish from hektish, and a male, once you have that schus momdus, it's not called gezel hektish, and a male it wouldn't be me'ilah because the entire yesoid of Me'ilah is in the stealing from Hekdish. And in Me'ilah, that was the half a minute to say that the Torah is Matir Gezel in these cases, meaning he gave you a Schus Momnes, such a Me'ilah makes it not Gezel, and who had been a Me'ilah, this would not have been called Gezel Gavoya, and therefore would not have been Me'ilah. With this, Dr. B'chaim, based on this, we could go and for the Toysis Kasha that he blives Shver on. What was Toysis Kasha? That we find certain similarities, Yalfusos, one from the other, from Dinim, where you're not allowed to be Choyseim to muzzle a shoyer when it's working on the Daesh, and with Dinah that you're not allowed to stop a poyo when he's working on Melechas Balabayas. We find we learn one to the other. And Abazoy, if it says in Me'ilah Daf Yud Gimel, Exeas HaKosiv, that although you don't stop an axe from eating, you do stop it from eating hektish, di shoy veloy shal hektish. So who adin zog toises you ot emon to learn from the to the worker, the poyo, that over there also you're stopping from eating hektish. Why do I need a special pasuk over here? So the B'chaim, according to our raid, you can answer the kasha. Because Be'etzim Zokter, these halachas, the halachas of the so-called Veloy Shal Hektish, are fundamentally different, be a soidam, when you get to the shoyim, when you get to the poil. Because by the poil, we just got through explaining that the half a minute to mati would have been that the Torah gave the poil a schus momen, that he should be able to eat. And once the Torah gave the poil a schus momen, so in Meila, the poil would automatically not have been Me'ila, and B'chla would not have blied Me'ila. So at the B'chaim, but that half a minute we would not have be a shoyer altogether, because a shoyer can't get a schus momen. There is no such a thing as a shoyer getting a schus momen. There's no such a thing as a shoyer having a reya and going into the kerem reyacho. The shoyer doesn't have any of those things. The din by the shoyer is an under the din. You can't stop the ox from eating. And maybe who then if it's hektish and l'chor there's a maisa me'ila in consuming hektish, but afal pikein you still can't stop the ox. You don't stop the ox from consuming. So on there we're saying no, that di shoy v'loy shal hektish, that he brings in the lashon of the Rambam, the Perish of Ashnayas, di shoy ru'uyoloi v'loy shal hektish, because hektish is called ein ru'uyoloi. So Meila, the word over there by the axe is that that's not, it's a type of a product which the axe doesn't have any din to eat. And in Meila, you do stop the axe from eating the dishoy of hektish because it's dishoy she'en ru'uyoloi. So the b'chaim, that's by an axe over there, because over there it's definitely called ein ru'uyoloi. There's no way that an axe could get a schus moment to consume it and b'mafkia the holding Meila, that's impossible. By a per worker, whoever is at the b'chaim, v'belt, that the way that the worker gets the heta to eat is by means of getting a heta momoin, which means that he has a schus to eat, and a meila, it's not meila at all. So therefore, naniach that by the ox, the hektish stick of product is certainly called einru uyoloi, dishoy v'loi shal hektish einru uyoloi, zokter, but masha'en came by the worker, we could make it into be called ru'uyoloi, because by the worker, he gets a schus momi to consume, and the whole meila is based on being goizel from hektish, but here the Torah is giving the worker a momna stick of schus, he has a right to consume, and meila, it's not even a meila at all. So why should I even think that it's dishoy she'en ru'uyoloi b'chlal? By the ox is dishoy she'en ru'uyoloi, because the ox can't get monastic a right. So what the ox does is a mice of nene from hegdish. Now shenken over here, you're not taking from hegdish because the Torah gave you the schus to take, and in meila it's not called a mice of me'ila at all. And a worker could have schus a momnoi, so he has the schus to take. That's why over here a specific had a half a minute that even though by the ox is taka din to refrain from him, to hold back from him that he doesn't consume bishul hegdish. By the worker, I would say you don't hold it back from him because the worker gets a schus momen, and therefore it's not a mice of me'ila at all. So that's why I need a special pasuk over here to tell you that dishoy v'loish, I'm sorry, over here, a special din, peach of v'loish al hektish, that there is no schus moment that's given in the case of the product, or the product of hektish. Al-Koponim, it emerges from this discussion, and we'll see that there's other maramakimis for this, that the Yesoid Hadin, that a poyel is allowed to go into the field of his reyoy in different circumstances and consume from the product which he's working on, is a momnistic eschus, which the Torah gives to the poyel, and a mele, it's not a maisik zeil at all when the poyel takes it, because the Torah gave him the schus to take. In fact, we even find a machloikas rishonim, if this din, that the poyel could eat from the produce when he's working, is nimne in the minyan hamitzvois. The Shitas HaRambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in the Yad is that we count, one of the Tayag Mitzvahs is, the Rambam brings down and he speaks this thing out in the beginning of Hilchos Chiras, and in Hilchos Chiras Perek Yud Beis and Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that when a poel works on Dovah Shegdulim and Ha'oretz, the different details like we'll see, Harei Zat the Rambam al Bal HaBayis Mitzvah She'aniach Oiselecha Ma'shehein Oisim Boi. The Rambam actually reckons the mitzvah say on the Bal HaBayis that the owner of the field has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to leave the poil to allow him to eat from the produce and not stop him from eating. The Rambam is be'emes a big chiddush because in the psukim that the Rambam quotes, which are the psukim in our Gemara, it doesn't really seem to address the Bala Bayis in a direct sense. Rather, it appears to address the poil. What it says is the poil, you're allowed to take from the meliloys, you're allowed to take from the vineyard, you're allowed to consume. It addresses the poil and gives them a heter. But the Rambam named on that what the pasuk is nichol in the rain, included in that is a mitzvah assay on the bailam of the sodeh to allow the poil to eat and to not stop him. On this thing, the others argue on the Rambam, the Rashbats and the Zohar Harakia, which is a sefer, an important sefer on the minyan hamitzvahs, and the Rashbats is choylik on the Rambam, he's masik. The Rashbats says that bechlal we don't see anything in the pasuk about a mitzvah assay on the bala bayis. Rather, zok the Rashbats, it's a mumnistic heter on the poil that the Torah allowed the poil to consume, and once he has a heter, he can do what he wants. You know, if the poil, of course, doesn't want, no one's making him consume, but he has a heter, a momnistic heter to consume. And the Rashbat says that once you understand it that way, that it's a schus, or it's a choylus, a reshus that the poil has if he wants to consume from the peyrois of the balabayas, then we're going to understand that it would not be nimna in the minyan hamitzvahs altogether in the Taryag, because we find, zok the Rashbats, that by certain cases the Torah gives a reshus to do this or that thing, that reshuses are not nichla on the minyan hamitzvahs, only tzivuyam are nichla on the minyan. And meila, since this din is only a reshus on the poil, and bechlal the Rashbats understood there's nothing in the tzeret tzivu in the balabayas in the rain, so therefore the Rashbats shita is that altogether it bechlal should not be nimna in the minyan. We'll see a little bit more on this machloikis coming up. It's a little bit negeya, as we'll see. But upon him, you have this machloikis. Now, the Mechas Chinuch asks a yesoidistic question on the whole yesoid hadin of this halacha that a poel could eat from the peiros of the balabayas. Mechas Chinuch brings the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara over there, the whole sugya there, the Gemara is trying to figure out a case of Nochri b'Yisroel Osir v'Yisroel b'Nochri Mutter, a case where a goy would be osir to do a gevissa zach, a certain thing b'negeh to a Yisroel, and Yisroel will be permitted to do this thing to the goy. And the Gemara is trying to figure out what it is. But Kitzur, in the middle of the sugya there, the Gemara tries to figure out that maybe it's negeir to a case of a poyel bekerim. Thus says that Yisroel benochri is mutter, actually like we say in our Gemara, that Yisroel is allowed to consume if a Yisroel worker is working at the kerem of a goy, so he's allowed to consume the produce. Refakert, we have in our sugya the way Rashi explains it, that he can even put into his keli, there's a mir takra, normally the loch is el keli haloisi ten, you can't put into your keli, but that's Yisroel be Yisroel. Yisroel working in a nochri field, Rashi explains here in the Gemara, they are allowed to put into the keli, so Yisroel b'nochri is mutter, and then the Gemara was naming on over there that nochri b'Yisroel will be osir. As a goyish, a worker that's working by a yid, working for a yid, the goy will be osir to consume the peiros, the produce, because you don't find, obviously, that it was matir a goy, it doesn't address a goy, it addresses a yid. So on that, the Gemara says on that, no. How could you say that, zok the Gemara, it's not true, because poi el bekerem mishrashori, you're making a false statement, because poi el bekerem is mishrashori, a poi working in a kerem is certainly permitted. Rashi over there says, explains this question of the Gemara in two ways. That the second thing Rashi says is that benochri heich osir. Thus haste, how could it possibly be that you're naming on, that you're assuming that if a goy is going to work in the field of a yid, that the goy is going to be osir to eat from the produce as he works? It's not shayach. It's actually definitely mutter, and that's how Rashi is explaining the Gemara. If a goy will work for a yid, it will be mutter, and it will be false statement what you're trying to say, that in a case like that, with a poil working in the field, we would say that nochri b'Yisroel is osir. A goy working in a yid's field is definitely mutter. Why? Zok Rashi, kevan d'Yisroel b'Yisroel shori. Since a yid working in a yid's field is mutter for the poil to eat, so now we're going to apply the rule of miyaka midi. Miyaka midi, is there any such thing of a case where the Yisroel shori ulenachri osir? How do you have that for Yisroel it should be mitted and for a goy it should be osir? Anything, mutter is not more machmer on goyim and make them more halig and give them more chumras than a yid. Well, for a yid is mutter, for a goy is mutter, a mailer for a yid is mutter to go into Yisrael's field and be a poil and eat from the produce. So then for a goyish a poil in the Yisrael's field, it also mutter eat from the produce. That's the Gemara says. And the Gemara, it seems to come out, it actually explains the Gemara, and the Mechas Chinuch points out that the Rambam actually paskins this same thing, that if a goy works in a yid's field, the halacha is that we allow the goy to eat from the produce the same way a yid could eat from the produce. Frekt of them, the Mechas Chinuch, a very big question. Mechas Chinuch asks, Tainach, if we were dealing with some sort of an Isor, there would be a question of something as Osur or Mutter. So I would say that the Torah does not give more Isurim on Goyim than more than it gives on Yidden. For example, where's the classic case of Miyak Amidi, a famous Sugya, Masechta Cholin, you see this thing of Miyak Amidi, we ever have such a thing that for a Yid is Mutter and for Goy is Osur? So, Bekitsa Nimrod, the Gemara discusses a case of a Shechita, the person just shechted, and the animal is still Mefarcheses, is still thrashing around. And for Cheses, since a Yid has a parish of Shechita, and the animal is a Shechita, so Be'etzim a Yid be a Al-Koponim, it's not called eating Eivim Menachai if the person eats it while it's Mefarcheses, because the animal is considered already geshochten, even if it's still thrashing around, and the Meila for Yid is not Eivim Menachai. The Gemara says, Be'etzim for a Goy, since a Goy doesn't have Shechita, so we should look at require total death, and should we require that no longer Mefarcheses and not thrashing, but since for a Yid it's not called Eivim Menachai, so therefore for Goy it's definitely not Eivim Menachai either, because Miyakom Midi the Yisrael Shori, and the Goy is also. In other words, they're not more Machmer on Goyim than a Yidin. So the Mechas Chinuch Beseder, so by Yisurim, for example, like Eivim Mechai, we're not Machmer on Goyim than on Yidin. But over here, Zokter, when a poil goes into the person's field, Tainach, if we were being Matir and Isser, if that was the Gedra of the Din over here, we're Matir the Isser of taking from somebody. Okay, so if we're Matir it for a Yid, we're Matir it for Goy, because we're not more Machmer on a Goy. But Mechas Chinuch says that's not the Hezber at all, like we said before. The Hezber is, the correct Hezber over here is that the Torah gave the poil a Schus Mamoy. It's Doime, Zokter Mechas Chinuch, and this is actually based on a Sugi later on. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem coming up later in the Perik, that the Gemara says later in the Perik, it's actually Doime, Rashi explains the Gemara, Doime to Matnas Aniyim, the Oni goes into the field, he has a schus to take from Lekat Shichu Peah. He's not being matir, the Oni to be steal from the Balabayas, we're not matir Gzeilo. The Pshat is, he has a schus to take, from schus Momin, a schus to take from Lekat Shichu Peah. So within the poil, there's a schus to take from the produce that he's working on. And since it's a schus, it's like a momnistic schus of the Mechas Chinuch, why in the world would anybody think he could apply Mika Midi? What's the Hezber in the Rashi and the Ram Pshat and the Gemara? It doesn't work. Yid has a momnistic schus, a goy does not. Is a goyish only zok the Mechas Chinuch allowed to go into a yid field and take lekach shikur peya? Mekra did not. I mean, a yid has a schus moment, a goy does not. So then, the same thing should exactly the same should be true about a worker. A yidish worker has a schus moment to take from the produce. A goy, the Torah did not get a schus moment. Why in the world would I think you could apply Mekra Midi? It's mo mashma in that Gemara, the Mechas Chinuch, that we're actively being matter in this example. We're mamashing matter the yisr. So for a yidish poil, we're matter the yisr, who are then for a goy? But that's not richtig pshat zok that you see even before. In different places in our Perek, there's really a schus mamoin, and it's doimit to like a chikun pe, like we'll see later. So, what's pshat in the Miyakam Midi? A very big question. Mechas Chinuch does not answer this question. Now, the Chazon Ish has a Hatzor. He also discusses this question in the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish suggests, he seems to suggest that the Gemara over there did not mean a regular Miyakam Midi at all. Rather, what the Chazon Ish meant to suggest was that we nemon misvora, that this din, that a poil who's working on the produce and the balabayas' field that he's allowed to eat is not some type of a choik or exerce a kosev, but rather it's meyusin on a concept of the Torah, his drachel darchi noyam. The Torah's ways are ways of sweetness and pleasantness. And in Meila, you're not going to withhold from the worker. He's mamish working and working on this produce, and he mamish can't even eat a bit of it. So in Meila, it's based on the darchi noyam of the ways of the Torah permits the poil to eat. In Meila, zokt the chazon ish, vibalter over here, we see the concept that the noyam dika derochim, the sweet derochim of the Torah, a machayev that we can't stop the Yiddish poil from eating, who are then the darkener of the Torah that stole the choyf benegir to a goy also, and you shouldn't be able to stop the goyish poil, because that's nichal and the noyam dika sweet derochim of the Torah. So Chazanish, in other words, is suggesting that the Gemara, the Rashi, does not mean an emes amirka midi similar to the case of shchita mefarcheses or anything like that. Rather, it's just a giloy that if this is the darkener of the Torah, so the Torah mentions the benegir to a poil Yisrael, but who are then it also would be negir to a poil goy, wouldn't stop the poil goy either. That's the Chazanish's suggestion. And if the truth is that this Chazanish's Pashtus also negeya, Pashtus tefe'en for the kasher, Ruchon Fisher Perla asks in his Chibur on Mitzvois, and which he does not say a teretz to. Ruchon Fisher Perla asks that we find, like we mentioned before, that Rashi and the Rambam take out of the Sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin that there's a Miyakom Midi, that just like a Jewish Poyel is allowed to consume the produce and he works in the Jewish field, so who are then the Goyish Poyel working in the Jewish field is also allowed, because a Miyakom Midi that we don't find such a thing. In other words, that mutter for Yisrael and also for a goy. So frekt of them, the Ruchim Vishapurla, that this would work when they get fit of the Rashbats Shita, but it passes should not work for the Rambam Shita. The Rambam and the Rashbats argue Benegea to whether it's a mitzvah asay mamish on the balabayas to allow the poil to eat. Is a mitzvah asay on the balabayas, or is it really b'chlal the mitzvah on the balabayas, just the head of the poil, and that's the Rashbats Shita, just the heter of the poil. Zotachazanush, tainach of Yehol like the Rashbats, we're just dealing with the heter on the poil. So then we could say very, very good. In other words, that if the Jewish poil has the heter, we're going to name one that the Goyish poil has the heter as well, because of the Miyaka Midi. Masha Enkin Zokt in the Rambam Alain, the Rambam himself, who paskins in Uchaschiris, that there is a mitzvah, a say mamish, on the Balabayas to allow the poil to eat. So Frek the Ruchim Shapurlo, once the mitzvah say, all the bets are off, and Bechlalt Nachayach Miyaka Midi, he stole to a Tosfos in the Sanhedrin that says that we find that a Yid has a mitzvah to keep Shabbos, and a Goy is mamash osur to keep Shabbos. Akmash HaShavaz Chayav Miso, a Goy is osur to keep Shabbos. In fact, Tosfos, why? Why don't you say Miyaka Midi? The Goy can't have an Isser to keep Shabbos if the Jew doesn't have that Isser. The Jew doesn't have an Isser, so a Goy can't be osur. Miyaka Midi. So Tosfos have had the net. We don't say that because by a Yid it's a mitzvah mamash to keep Shabbos. The Yid has a mitzvah. So in other words, if Lu Yitzur there were no mitzvah for the Yid, then I would say, okay, for the Yid, it's a Rishonis. It can't be that it's mutter for the Yid and also for the Goy. But Shabbos is not a mutter for a Yid. Shabbos is the Chiyuv Gomer on a Yid. Meila, therefore, the Yid has the Chiyuv Gomer and the Goy doesn't have a Chiyuv Gomer. He doesn't have a Chiyuv. So Meila on him, it's also. So Taisis says, he signed, in other words, over there. Yeruchim Vishal Perla says it's Negev also to limit a Torah. The Gemara tells us a Goy, Akam Shalom a Torah is Chayav Misa. A Goy is not allowed to learn Torah. Why don't you say Meika Midi over there also? If it's mutter for a Yid, it has to be mutter for a Goy. How could he also for a Goy? The same thing, Al Pitaisis Yisoid, the answer is that by a Yid, it's not mutter, but yet it's a chiyuv and a mitzvah mamish. So okay, the Yidden are halig and they have chiyuv and mitzvahs. A goyim doesn't have that. For him, it's aser, and a male on that is no meyer committee. So frecher and pale official wanted to say the same thing over here. According to the Rishitas Rambam, there's a mitzvah gomer on the balabayas to allow to give over and to allow the pile to take. He has mamish; it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah gomer on the balabayas, so okay, the Torah gave that mitzvah gomer benegia to where Yiddish pile is in Yisode. The Torah didn't give that mitzvah where the goyish pile is in Yisode. Even according to the Rambam, we're not going to say it's a mitzvah say to allow the goyish poil to eat. It's not as though the goyish poil is allowed to eat, because if a yid could eat, the goy could eat. But there's no mitzvah to allow the goy could eat. So how do you still to a yid to a goy, Zach there? The Torah gave this as a mitzvah when it gave to a yid. For the yiddish poil, a yiddish balabayas has a mitzvah to allow the yiddish poil to consume. The yiddish balabayas wasn't given any mitzvah when it gave to the goy, so maybe the goy doesn't have any heter. Well, how could I draw a parallel between the yiddish poil and the goyish poil? That's the Chavish Perla asked this question. He blames a shverka on the Rambam. How is the Rambam going to learn? How, according to him, in other words, that there's a mitzvah mamish from a yid to a yiddish poil, why are we going to name on that the goyish poil has a similar right when there's no mitzvah? According to the Chazon Ish, however, Bemis Yikotayna, that there's no real Miyuk Midi here, and there never was expected to be one. It's just a Gilim Milsa B'Yalma of being here to the Darki name of the Torah. That says, ultimately, the origin, the Shirish Hadvorim, of this allowing a Yid to eat is based on the fact that the Torah is Rochem, Anoyim, Asweet, and it's not Yitocha in the Torah fell, that the Yid is working and working and working, and he can't eat from any of the produce that he's missing, working so hard on. That's not Shaykh. So, but again, to a Yid, and a Chanambu, we set it up as a mitzvah, the Balbay is a mitzvah to allow it, but B'Shoyshoy, we see a Gil here that the dark inner of the Torah, that's not to prevent for the poil from working on, from eating what he's working on. Abazoi, the Chazanish understood that's a gil and milsa that the guy also, that would be also felt in Noyam, and the male, according to Chazanish, perhaps you could argue, we're not really dealing with a Miyuk and Midi altogether, we're just making a giloy that the Torah would not stop, or would not allow you to stop the Goyish poil as well from taking, because it's felt in the Noyam, the Gedrochem of the Torah. Finally, there's a Tosis over here, the bottom Tosis on the base, that discusses the din of the Gemara here, the Ochalta, the Loi Moitzeitz, which is to say that the poil is allowed to consume, he's allowed to eat the various crops that he's working on in the field, but he can't suck them out and just kind of spit out the shells. That's not allowed. Some of Forsham learn because that's mamash stealing from the Balabayas if you do such a thing like that. Teinach, to satiate yourself, to eat the whole thing is one thing, but Tham, to ruin part of it, you know, you just suck out the juice and ruin part of it, that we don't give you a heter. Hakopon, that's the Ochalta, the Loi Moitzes. Taisis Mavur over here that, but etzem, it's not for the fact that the word Vachalta is extra, we would not have made this drosh of Vachalta Loi Moitzes. It's only because Vachalta is superfluous, it's a musical word, like Taisis proves, it is mafalpo. So since it's superfluous, we make a special drosh that you have to only totally consume it as permitted for the poil, but not to just suck it out and then spit out the rest. Taisis explains that we would not have, etzem said that mitzitzos, that sucking out is not included in Achila, it just automatically automatically not included without a drasha, would not have named that on. If I cared, if not for a special yisur hakro, extra pasuk v'achalta, I would have assumed that mitzitza is mutar zoktaisis. Why? Because mitzitza is a type of shtia, it's a type of drinking. You're sucking out the liquid and drinking down the liquid, and we have a rule that shtia b'chlal achila. That's what Taisis says, that drinking is included in eating, and therefore, if not for a special yisur hakro, that extra pasuk, that's a mayat sucking, we would have named on the sucking as mutar because it's a form of shtia of drinking. The Emek Bracha has a very important shtickle on this, where he explains that Yosefim Taisis is a very important yesoid, that mitzitza sucking out something is included in shtia, it's nechal in drinking. And Bemis Dene Bracha says that this is actually seems to be a big machlokes v'shem nechal bracha, is a fundamental question b'negeir to the din mitzitza. And there's actually a big machlokes between the Rambam and the Goinim. The Rambam actually brings the Goinim and argues on them in Perek Chesef nechal bracha b'negeir to sucking out sugar canes. Now it seems apparently that hundreds of years ago this was very, very common. Today they extract the juice from the sugar canes and they convert it into a powder and we eat it as powdered sugar, which apparently was done in the Rambam's time as well, in the Goinim's time as well. That was one of the ways that they would consume sugar, would be better converting the juice into a powder and eating the powder, powdered sugar. However, a different derech that the Rambam and the Goinim discuss as well is that they used to take the sugar cane itself and they would suck out the sugary liquid, the juice of the sugar cane, and that was another way, a common way of consuming the sugar cane. The Rambam and the Goinim argue, and the Kesem Mishnah is Medayek the Safanot and Perek Chesel Chos Brochus, they argue about both of these scenarios. The Shitas HaGoinim is that both of these cases, both the powdered sugar as well as the sucking out the juice from the cane, you make a Boire Priha Adama, other Goinim held Boire Priha Eitz, Rambam said. So I'm going to say it's Adama, it's a big Shaila, in other words, if a sugar cane is considered to be an Eitz, it's not considered to be an Eitz, a Machloikis. This, by the way, is a big Shaila, even the Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings different days. The Bir Halacha, he says it's a Safek, so a Mela, Mi Safek, you make a Shahakal on sugar, but there's different days in the different poiskim where the sugar is adama, it's a eitz, it's a shakal. The goyim held that sugar is adama or eitz. The Rambam argues on all this and he says that sugar is a shakal, both benegeh to somebody who eats the powdered sugar as well as somebody who sucks out the sugar cane. The Rambam argues on both cases. The Kesef Mishnah brings down that the tur is masig on the Rambam and he says that this was stated in Rambam to make a shakal on sugar is not mestaver because teinach zok the tur, if I have a fruit which is royal achila, and the fruit itself could be eaten, and then I juice the fruit. So, okay, I make a shakal on the juice, suck the tur, because that's not the ikaperi. The ikaperi, the main peri, is the fruit itself. That would be a eitz. And you juiced it, so you make a shakal. Masha inking, suck the tur, the sugar cane, which is not roy to eat at all. Who could eat a sugar cane? It's bachlam not roy to eat. So, therefore, the juice is the pri, and in melee, you should make a hadam or a eitz. You should not make a shakal, because the sugar cane itself is bachlam not eaten, and in melee, the sugar is the pri. It doesn't pass to say that it's nishtana, and you make a shahakal. That's the Torah's taina. On this, the Kesef Mishnah says, ani oimer, that if the Torah would have actually seen sugar cane growing, he never would have said that it's inedible, because fakeret, they sell them la'alofim ularevovois limtsoits oisom, zok the Kesef Mishnah. They sell them by the tens of thousands of purposes of sucking them out. Those haste, they were eating the sugar cane, not the fiber of the sugar cane, but rather you're sucking them, and that's called eating the sugar cane itself. So Meila Zok there, the idea that if I extract it and turn it into a powder, that that's the fruit, and I can make a hadam or eitz on that, that's Zicher Zok there. How could you say that that's the fruit? It's not a svara like that. And the Torah's argument that is the fruit itself, the sugar cane itself, is bachlal not eaten, is totally untrue, and the Torah just never saw it in real life. He didn't know what it was in real life, because they sell them by the tens of thousands to suck them out. That's the Kesef Mishnah's taina. On that, the Taz and the Bir HaGros say, what are you talking about? But Aniach, that they sell them by the tens of thousands to suck them, but nobody's eating the cane itself. They're just sucking it out. So what's the difference between juicing it and extracting the juice or sucking out the juice? The bottom line is that nobody ever eats the sugar cane. All you eat is the extract, and that's exactly what the Torah is saying. You don't eat the sugar cane, you eat the extract. So the Torah is 100% correct, even according to the Metzius that described by the Kesef Mishnah, because nobody eats the cane, they just suck it out and consume the extract. Zokte Emek Bracha, here we have Mamish, this Machloikis about what Metzitza is. That's Mamish what the Machloikis is, Zokte. The Metzius understood that Metzitza sucking out is called an achila, it's not called a shtia. That is the way to consume the food. It's one thing if I would have juiced it and squeezed it, you know, into a cup and then consumed what's in the cup. That's called drinking. But if I take the product itself, the peri itself, if I just suck out an orange or something, that's called eating the orange, in the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah. I didn't eat the pulp, so I ate part of it. That's not the pulp. I sucked out the liquid. But that's called eating. And that's why the Kesef Mishnah tainted that if the Torah would have seen the way that they grow these things and the way they sell them, they would have seen that sugar cane is eaten. because even though you don't necessarily eat the fiber of it, so what? But you suck out the pulp, and that's called eating, in the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah. Mashenkein, the goin and the tor, they defend the tor, and they tie in like the tor is 100% right that sugarcane is never eaten, because they understood that when you suck it out, that's called converting it into juice, even though it never went into a cup, it never went into a container as an independent liquid. Doesn't make a difference. You sucked at the juice, and in Meila, that's called consuming the juice. That's called drinking it, not called eating it. And in Meila, therefore, that's why they tend that the Torah is right, that nobody ever eats sugar cane, and therefore the sugar is the Ikar Pri, because the sugar cane itself is never eaten. Because the Mishnah held people eat the sugar cane, because he held that sucking it is called eating it. Our Tois, this sock there, was going not like the Kesef Mishnah. Our Tois is going like the Goin and the others. Our Tois says that Metzitza is a Maisa Shtia, and that's why Tois says that Shtia is Bechlal Achila, and if not for the special Gila Hakro, I would have named on that the Poel could have sucked at, because Shtia, drinking, is Nechal and Achila. Bracha says it is actually very Negeya to a couple of things. First of all, Negeya to somebody who sucks out a sugar cane or something, he sucks. So you want to know, is the Shir for Bracha Achroina Kazayas like foods, or is it Revias like drinks? Because that's going to be a Machlokes Rishonim Zok there in the different days in Rishonim, whether Metzitza is drinking or eating. Likewise, he says, Negeya to Yom Kippur, the person eats in Yom Kippur, so the Shir to be Chayav Achatos for eating, drinking, on Achila, it's Kekseves Hagasa, the size of a large date. Mashen came benegeya to a shtia, the size of shiras kamaloi logmov. So you have to know benegeya to a person who sucks out some papyri or sucks out a sugar cane on Yom Kippur. Do I define it, categorize it as an achila with the shir achila or a shtia that is between the shir shtia? And he says that that's this machloek of Yishayinim. And our Taisis is going to hold like a mavurin Taisis that sucking mitzitza is a maisa shtia. And like Taisis says that if not for a special gzeres hakasa, I was going to say that mitzitza sucking of the peiris on the part of the peir would have been mutter, because shtia is included in achil.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.